And welcome back to Dearest Geeks. Today, we have two special guests. My sister.
What's up, fuckers?
Katja. As you all know her. And a very special birthday boy. Felix. Felix, take the court.
I can't see it, but I'm raising my middle finger.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday to you.
Happy
birthday to you.
I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna get happy birthday messages all over again. Yeah. October.
No, yeah. It's gonna be like 4 months later. You're gonna be like,
gonna
wait.
Be here, and I'm like, you're early, bitch.
You know what? Well, more today. Presents for you, though. I mean, if people think it's your birthday, you can just be like, yeah, it's
the exactly. Present. Just go with it. More than one birthday. Many gifts.
Oh, are you an artist? It's free commission.
Yay!
No, I've never asked for free commission because I've had artist friends.
Oh, yeah.
And they've given me stories about people who have been horrible about commissions.
So yeah.
Like,
I can never physically do this now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's, like, the worst for art. People. Any artist.
It's terrible. Art world's just, like... Toxic.
She did my little profile picture.
Mm-hmm.
I paid her for this.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful picture.
art is work, so people gotta understand that.
The profile picture, it's my character from her series.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
And I just wanted one where he's like happy. He's not.
He's happy.
This character's a real edgelord, and I really wanted just one where he's like, yeah, I'm a cool guy.
Yeah, I'm smiling this time. This is rare, so as your well lasts.
So, are you an edgelord?
Oh, God.
When I was...
Yes!
Oh, my God. So, wait, feel like...
Took me into the city.
Last week we were recording No Game, No Life. You mentioned that you were an ex-emo boy. Tat was an ex-emo girl. So you guys have a lot to talk about.
So this podcast is about dealing with emotional trauma and everything like that.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
I would like to tell you guys the story.
Yes.
Of
tell
my
me the
first
story.
Day after I changed schools.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Here we go.
Tell us.
School, horrible time. I think everyone has a horrible time.
Yes.
Yes.
I was autistic. I didn't know that
at
the time. So I went into sixth grade, mm-hmm. and I thought it was going to be the same as fifth grade.
Oh, yeah. God.
And I was just happy-go-lucky little... I was like 14, and I still had the look of the world as like I was 8.
Oh!
So I'm like asking, when's recess?
Oh!
And no one... And the teachers had to correct me.
Oh.
And a lot of my friends grew up and they changed over the summer.
Yeah.
I lost a lot of friends. I made some new ones.
Yeah.
Some of the new friends that I made, I don't talk to anymore because they grew up and changed.
Mm-hmm.
One friend I made in middle school. I actually didn't make him as a friend in middle school. I hated this guy in middle school.
Oh, God.
Because he wouldn't shut up.
Oh, God.
Sounds like Katja.
It was like Katja on a sugar rush, and he'd never talk about anything.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, no.
He never had a topic. He just talked. That guy's my best friend now.
Aww. What's his name?
I don't want to put his real
best
name
best friend.
There, but I call him Drake.
Hi, Drake.
Yeah. He has saved my life more times than he will know.
Aww.
He's actually coming up later tonight, and we're going to have the birthday weekend.
Hey! Shout out to Drake.
Yeah, Drake's a good guy. He's taller and stronger than me, though, so if I ever try to fight with him, he'll just grab me by my neck and go, are you really sure you want to do this?
He's going to protect you, okay?
But we're guys. We have testosterone.
Oh, my God.
But sixth grade was bad.
Yeah.
It was. School dances, all of them were bad. They were. For some reason, school dances, like, worked me up so much that when I finally relaxed by the end of the dance, I cried at every school dance.
Oh,
God.
Really?
Yeah, no, I'm not. Like, I just worked myself up so much anxiety.
Yeah.
So by the end of it, like, everyone's winding down. one slow song comes on, I'm crying in the corner.
Oh!
And, oh like, not about anything.
Yes, just in general.
But seventh grade rolls around and I start getting bullied a little harder.
I know. Mm-hmm.
And then my grandpa dies.
Oh, God, oh, no. Yeah.
That one, the week that happened, something very interesting happened.
What?
I broke down in the middle of English class, right?
Oh, no.
Oh.
And, this girl, who was mean to me every single day,
mm-hmm.
down crying in the middle of English class, and she just pulled me into a hug.
Really?
Oh!
And started, like, comforting me. Aww. And then the next day, she's back to her bitchy self.
What the?
Oh my god.
Yeah, it happened.
Did she know?
Yeah, did she know what happened?
Yeah, I was pretty vocal about what I was going for.
So she probably went through something similar, so she probably understood.
Yeah.
Yeah, I lost my grandpa to cancer.
Oh.
It started with lung cancer. Yeah. They fixed that, but they didn't catch it moving to his brain.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Were you guys close?
Oh, yeah, he was my best grandpa.
Oh, my God.
Like I have, like, four grandpas because both my parents,
parents
had a divorce.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My Pep.
Oh.
He was French-Canadian, so he had us call him Pep.
Pep. That's cute.
That's cute.
That's cute.
Yeah. And, yeah. He was a good guy. I remember going weekends over there.
Mm-hmm.
He'd rent video games from, West Coast Videos.
Aww.
Who remembers that? And then we'd wake up Sunday, and it'd be the day we'd have to go home to our parents.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd wake up, and there'd be Dunkin' Donuts there.
Yes!
Katja's favorite.
Yeah, he was a good guy.
No, we get that. I mean, we're really close to our grandparents. It's like, it's people don't get it. Like, it's a second family for you. It's family, but, like, it's different than parents, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you have a different bond with your grandparents.
Yeah, my grandma moved into the house, and I already want it gone.
Oh, my God!
What? She gets a little annoyed.
Oh! She probably means it all out of love.
Well, no, it's like... So I came home yesterday early from work, because they didn't have anything for me to do.
Mm.
And I came home early, and I'm like, I'm gonna go get lunch and give it to my dad and pick up the mail. And I walk home to grab the mail key for the company from my mom. My gram sees me there, and she goes, can you buy me some grapes?
Random grapes.
And I look at her. I just think for a minute, and I go, yeah, I am going. I'm going to Wegmans. It's the grocery store around here.
Yeah.
And she goes, no, I don't like the ones at Wegmans.
Oh,
and
no.
Which is about 10 minutes out of my journey. And I blink at her.
Oh, my God.
And I go, why there? Because they have the big ones.
They have the big ones.
The big, juicy
the big
ones.
Grapes.
I can't. Just a little. All
right. Oh, okay.
This hits. Okay.
I told her when I got home before I came up here to record with you guys. I told her, okay, so from like 10 minutes from now till midnight, I don't have an open slot in this schedule.
Oh my God.
So if you need me, don't.
Don't need me. Just this one day, Grandma.
This is one day.
Yeah, but I got way off topic there, and I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's okay.
So between the summer of 7th and 8th grade,
mm-hmm.
I was really in a bad place.
Mm-hmm.
I actively took an attempt on my life.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Which, looking back on it, I don't think it would have went the way I thought it would.
Mm-hmm.
Because all I had was a big steak knife, and I was just gonna...
Oh, God.
Do a stibbly stabber.
Yeah.
And, then the phone rang, and it made me jump, and I dropped the knife.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm very glad the phone rang.
Yeah, Felix.
Yeah, it was my grandma calling, too.
There you go.
I nearly chopped off my toe dropping the knife.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's better than losing your life.
What is it about middle school,
again,
too?
I don't think it was going to go the way I thought it was, because I was holding it right at the sternum.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
I think I would have caught on my sternum.
Oh, God!
Regardless, I'm glad the phone got ringed.
But what is it about middle school? Yeah. Like, why does middle school fuck everybody up?
Well, if you think about it, psychologically, hormone, puberty.
Hormone,
yeah.
Everyone changes. Puberty. And you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, and I feel like everyone changes, and they just want to be in that clique. And then if you don't have the certain clothes, or the way you look, or how you talk, you kind of just get pushed aside. Aww. Yeah.
But, we got me evaluated.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I have depression.
Mm-hmm.
I had Asperger's, but Asperger's has been renamed, and I have since been reevaluated. I have autism spectrum disorder mild.
Uh-huh.
I have both generalized anxiety disorders and surprise anxiety disorders. And I have slight OCD.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Well, I'm glad that they were able to figure out what it was. Yeah.
Well, Ty, you know how to, like, with how crazy it is out there with, like, how people can diagnose certain people.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's so hard, especially now.
It's if you go to the wrong doctor, you will probably end up on the wrong medication, which may make everything 10 times worse than it already is. So I'm glad you were able to find the right doctor.
Long doctor story?
I have a long doctor story.
Oh, God.
Oh, do tell.
When I was about 5, right?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't jump.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's a problem.
That's because I was autistic and no one knew it.
And
no one explained to me how to jump.
Right. Mm.
I take everything very literally, and here's the instructions I was given to jump. Bend down and lift up.
And jump.
So I would bend down and lift up to the top of my toes and go, did I do it?
Oh!
Oh.
So we went to like 3 doctors, and the first 2 just looked at me and went, he's just lazy.
Well,
really?
What?
He's just not doing it.
Really?
Here's the thing. They go to school for that.
He explained how to jump, right?
Mm-hmm.
But turns out there is something wrong with my feet.
Mm.
I am flat and duck footed.
Oh, so is our sister.
I am so flat footed, if I wear a shoe with an arch and I stand up for more than an hour, I start to hurt.
Ow. Dang.
But back to middle school stories. So we got me transferred, and the whole family transferred schools from one to the one I graduated at, Sealands Grove. If anyone from Sealands Grove's listening, fuck you.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Because it was not a good place.
The class of what? You know,
I'm not going to say that one.
Okay.
My real name for that.
Okay, we're not going to do that.
I am an enigma, and I choose to remain that way. So I started there at 8th grade, last year of middle school, right? Here's how I went to school the first day.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Depressed and high anxiety. So what did my brain tell me to do? Put on a big black hoodie.
Mm-hmm. Emo.
Hood up, head down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I went to school all day like that.
Really?
And no one called me on my bullshit.
There you go. You became the emo boy.
But I did make one of my school friends. We got out of talk. We haven't talked recently.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how this happened. I get on the bus. Head directly on the seat in front of me. Not paying attention. Some kid from the front of the bus. Mm-hmm. Hey! A new guy!
Hey!
Oh my God.
I look up at him, and I ignore him.
Oh my God. Because you're emo. You can't show your emotions.
Such an that's an anime scene.
Yeah, you get no homeroom. Uh-huh. He's in my homeroom.
Oh no.
He sits beside me, and he's tapping me. Hey!
Be my friend.
Yay!
Hey.
Yay!
Hey! And I ignore him. To lunch. And I sit alone. I sit alone in the far corner. He sits right in front of me. Hey,
hey,
hey! You're the new guy, right?
Oh my God!
Hey, why don't you take the hood off, man? What's going on? Hey!
Oh my God!
And my eye starts twitching, but I ignore him. And this goes on until the bus ride home, and he's still doing it. And I look up and I go, "What?" his friends, and he goes, I told you I could get him to talk.
Oh my god.
What?
He was a bad influence on me.
Oh, really?
I didn't cuss until I met this guy. Oh.
Now
I cuss like a sailor.
It's okay.
But yeah, no, I didn't cuss. But the one day I stubbed my toe and I said one of my Graham's favorite not swear words.
Mm-hmm. What did you say?
Fun of a sitch.
Sitch.
And he looked at me and he went, "Excuse me, nanny the fuck did you just?"
Nanny the fuck.
I can't.
No.
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
I said, fun of a sitch. Say bitch. Say bitch right now. No, oh. I don't want to. Say it. No. Say it. No. Say it. Shut the fuck up. Oh, you got that one, didn't you?
Oh, my God. And then you guys became friends?
Oh, we were friends before that, but that's just, it was one of the things that happened.
Yeah.
I went to my first anime convention with this guy.
Aww.
I dragged my mom with. She left 2 hours into it. She's like, yeah, I'm just going to leave you two alone here at State College. This is
and you were in middle school?
Yeah, we were still in middle school.
Okay, Mom.
So leaving you guys
my
do your thing.
My mom is very big on trying to get me to be independent.
Nothing wrong with that.
Because I am autistic, and I will cling to what I know, and I hate change, and I fear it.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes she just goes, all right, drop you right here. You have your cell phone on. It's charged. Great. I'll be back in 5 hours. Wait, what?
5 hours?
Bye!
Bye, Mom!
Hershey, what do you want me to do?
Middle Hershey! Oh, no.
Go on the rides.
No, it was the middle of Hershey the city.
Oh, I thought you meant Hershey.
Hershey Park.
I've been to Hershey... Listen, I'm a Pennsylvanian born and raised. I've been to Hershey Park more times than I can count. It has lost its luster.
Have you ever gone?
Yeah, I was. It's in Allentown, right? That's Allentown?
No, it's Hershey.
Oh, I'm just kidding. I'm stupid.
Hershey Park.
There is a city. It's near Allentown.
100%. Oh, it is near Allentown. Okay, so I'm not
it's
that
near
dumb.
Near Allentown, but it's in its own city called Hershey.
Okay. Okay, I'm dumb. Yes, I've been there.
What if you guys were there at the same time?
When did you go there?
He said he's...
Last time I went there, I was 20. My 20th birthday.
I was there in 2014. That's when I was there.
Same.
What if we were there at the same time?
Imagine.
Oh my God.
I was at the zoo. There
we
was
knew each other before we knew each
when
other.
I went in 2014.
Oh, hey.
<Somewhere around.
laughs> Tat, were you stalked by anybody?
Now that I recall, yeah. I'm just kidding. Oh my God.
She was over by the wolf's den, and I just peered over from her at the deer, and the deer were looking at me like, dude, this is creepy.
Oh my God.
And I'm just sitting there like, shut up. My girlfriend doesn't cuddle with me. Maybe she does.
I can't. Oh my God.
Oh man, but how's high school for you?
That was a roller coaster. Which year of high school? Which one do you want to talk about?
Start from the beginning.
I mean, yeah, like okay. anything that really like caused you pain and agony.
Well, let's talk about my dating life then.
Okay.
All right. So my dating life has been weird. It starts back in middle school.
Okay.
My cousin. This cousin I don't talk to that much actually. Mm-hmm. But we got talking because her dad died and everything, and she was a little promiscuous.
Mm-hmm.
a little loosey-goosey.
Oh my God.
And she had a friend who was a little loosey-goosey.
Mm-hmm.
And she saw pure, innocent, naive.
Oh no.
Oh no. I know where this story's going.
And she went, oh, I'm going to throw her at him and see what happens.
Oh, God.
So my first girlfriend,
uh-huh.
whose name I do not mind saying,
okay,
because I don't even know what she's doing anymore, was a 15-year-old while I was 13.
Okay. Uh-huh. And that's actually a big difference if you think about it, because 13.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, yeah, no, that's the maturity that's a big, gap yep, right there.
Yep.
Her name was Chrissy Eicher or Eicher or mm-hmm. some sort of Kerr.
Kerr.
And the first date, she explained to me mm-hmm. she was not a virgin.
Okay. Oh, no. Oh, no.
And I looked at her and went, what does that mean?
Oh, no. What does that
mean?
Oh, no.
apparently, she had lost her virginity to an 18-year-old.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
This is my relationship, guys. And, so some things happened. Some stuff.
Okay.
I can't.
No. I would steal a pure innocent virgin boy at the end. Don't worry.
Okay.
Because I found her cheating on me with two different guys at the same time.
Wow. At the same time?
Wow. Okay, wow. At 13, you get his heart broken like this.
What? What? What?
Yeah.
You're lying.
How? Wait, what happened? Did you go over her house or something and like...
Oh my god! Felix!
Her house.
Uh-huh.
She had a... Her dad raced, drag raced.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the racetrack. Mm-hmm. She knew I was coming.
Mm-hmm.
I had messaged her and she had messaged back.
Okay.
Walked up to the little, RV thing that they kept there for the weekends while they were racing. And I just peeked in the window, making sure I wasn't walking in on her parents or anything.
Yeah.
And there she is!
Oh,
oh my god, you're 13?
God.
I was 14 by this
point. Oh my Bro. God.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
That
what,
was my first real
what is in What is in the waters of Pennsylvania to make people like this? Like, what the fuck?
It's most people in Pennsylvania aren't like this.
Yeah, but what the?
I just find the wrong ladies.
Oh no, okay, god. No wonder you're scarred.
So how did you feel after that happened?
Disgusted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you guys break up?
Oh, yeah, no, I...
Okay.
That was the last time I talked to her.
Oh, yeah. Okay, okay.
Until she tried to message me and said that she was pregnant with my kid, which...
Ah! Happened.
What?
Huh?
Nani?
Emma. Huh?
What?
What? What the fuck? What the yeah. fuck?
Yeah, so, that relationship ended. I called my dad, got picked up. I was mm-hmm. crying the whole way home.
Aww.
Aww. Big gap. Of dating.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not surprised yeah. because.
No real surprise. A lot of flirting happened yeah. in eighth grade, you know. You know, high school chicks right across the road. Yeah, let's go.
Oh my god.
Hormones are starting to kick in. Noticing the figure.
Oh my god.
I get into high school, mm-hmm. freshman year.
Yeah.
I don't really date anyone. I have relationships, quote-unquote, but mm-hmm. it's like, I'm quote-unquote dating a girl for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's high school relationships.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Until, like, sophomore year,
mm-hmm.
I meet this girl in my anime club.
Mm-hmm.
And she's married with kid. So I'm not saying her name.
Oh, I thought you meant when you met her in high school. I was like,
now.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Now.
Uh-huh.
It's like, uh-huh. really, what's in the water?
No, now she is.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for Sorry. Clarifying that.
I was the daycare at my high school for kids that happened to.
Oh my god.
It wasn't many. It was like one or two. And I witnessed her very public breakup with her boyfriend.
Oh, public? Really?
Oh, yeah, no, like, it happened right in front of me, and I went, I need to go comfort the girl with L on her t-shirt. I'll be right back. And that's L from Death Note.
Yeah.
I can't.
And I'm sitting there going, I have found my woman.
My woman.
She likes the anime.
She likes the anime. She has the boobies. She's red hair. That's my checklist.
Oh my god.
So I start comforting her. We become friends, and I eventually ask her out.
Oh. Yeah.
And that's when I find out another guy has also asked her out. And I have found out that that guy is one of my friends.
Oh, no. The bro code has to be broken.
Take her out to a movie. Mm-hmm. And he takes her out to a movie. And from how it seemed at the time, she didn't like him that much.
Okay.
So me and her start dating.
Yeah.
And that's when I find out she's a Wiccan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
And there's nothing bad with being a Wiccan on the surface of it.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just a different religion. Mm-hmm. You practice spirits and voodoo and magic. It's not bad on the surface.
No.
Okay.
The goal of Wicca is to do good things. You're a nature druid, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to learn a lot about Wicca.
Okay.
Then you got into the house. No, you got into the House of Night books.
It's actually how I got into those.
There you go!
Oh my god!
Because she was reading them, and I'm like, "What are your, you know, being
what are your interests?
Taking an interest in her interests." Mm-hmm. How I started gotten reading them, and then even after that relationship, the books were still good.
Well, look, you got one good thing, the books.
No, it's the only good thing.
Yeah. Oh god,
no.
Because about 3 months, maybe 4 months into this relationship, she starts asking some weird questions.
Uh-oh. Like what?
We're driving around, and I see her texting, and, you know, just interest. Not like, who are you fucking talking to? I'm just like, oh, who are you talking to?
Mm-hmm.
She goes, oh, I'm talking to Ryan.
Oh, God. Ryan.
That make you jealous?
What?
And I go, no, not really.
Really?
What are you talking about? You got a new video game. Is that what you're talking about? I don't have a jealous bone in my body.
Yeah.
It's like, girl, I'm dating. Oh, I'm talking to a guy. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Cool.
Whatever. You still come cuddle with me.
There you go.
Whoever.
Yeah.
I'm your pillow at night. And I know.
I am
and I know that.
Oh, my God.
Start. And then, out of the blue, because I couldn't make a date because I didn't have a ride, because I was just 16, didn't get my license yet, she breaks up with me.
Oh,
what?
And I am a very attached person.
Yeah.
So I beg her to take me back and everything. Aww. And then this starts to cycle. It's almost once a month.
Oh, no.
That special time of month.
Yes.
She will break up with me. We'll beg her to take me back. She does, and we move on. And this lasts for a while until I'm just starting to get sick of it.
I think that's also because it's like she wanted the attention too. Like, oh, I want him to be jealous. I want him to sit. Yeah.
She wanted me to come crawling back on my
knees.
Oh my god.
Wow.
So, it gets to a point where it's like, I'm just done with it. And she breaks up with me, and I'm like, all right, goodbye.
Goodbye. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's toxic relationship.
And she starts begging me.
Oh, God. No. Oh, no.
And she lets it slip that if you don't take me back, then the only person that could hug me and everything is Ryan.
She said that?
And I'm like, excuse?
Wait. She said that? What?
Why?
So were they like, was she cheating on you?
The entire time.
Felix!
She was also dating Ryan.
Are you kidding me?
Knew that!
Oh!
Ryan,
are you serious?
The side piece. And he still looked me dead in the eyes every morning and went, hey, bud, how's it going?
Oh my god.
What the fuck?
So we continue a trend with Ryan here.
Okay.
My next girlfriend.
Are you serious?
Oh my god, what? The guy can't even freaking go and get his own? Like, he has to, like, what was that called?
No, he's always coming after the girl that I just broke up with.
Wow.
It's real weird.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
I would not be surprised if he's out there dating my ex right now.
Oh my god.
Right.
I don't know. I haven't checked on that situation.
Don't.
I don't want to check. I don't care. Let it go.
Good.
On that situation.
Good.
My next big relationship There's a small relationship in the middle that actually has some impact on my life.
Mm-hmm.
For about 2 weeks, I dated this chick who believed she was a vampire.
Oh, wait, you told me about that one! Tell Ted. Tell Ted. Oh, God, it's good.
Tell the people.
It's good. Go ahead.
Well, folks, here we go.
No.
So this girl moves into the school. Brand new.
Okay.
And she's there for about 2 weeks, and I get talking to her, and she's like, I'm a vampire. You mortals. She's soon dead, to the max.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
And one day, she's just being soon, and I just look at her, and I go, you want to go out? And red all over her face and everything. I'm like, I got her.
Yeah.
We go out, we have a nice time. She's stolen the vampire thing. She drinks red soda because it's bloody. And I'm like, okay, girl.
Okay, you like what you like.
She's my age, too.
Okay.
And then she's got to leave again. Apparently her dad's work requires her to bounce around, like, every month.
Okay.
Hmm.
And the day she's leaving, So, the lunch area at my school, right?
Mm-hmm.
After you were done eating lunch, you could go out in the cafeteria and just hang out in the hallway by the library.
Uh-huh.
And they have these benches that are, like, built into the wall.
Yeah.
And I'd go there and I'd read books and everything, and just, it's quieter, I don't have to deal with people yelling at me. I think I'm reading Revealed in the House of Night series. As she walks up to me and she goes, this is the last day I'm going to see you.
What?
So, I want to know what your blood tastes like.
Oh, like, no.
And she chomps me.
She bit you?
Yeah. She bit me right on the neck, right in the middle of school.
Did you bleed?
No, she didn't bite me that hard.
Okay.
Here's the good thing. I walk around with a very questionable stiffy for the rest of the day.
Oh my God.
And it turns out I'm into that shit.
Oh my.
That's how it impacts his life.
Okay, pause. I think we're going to switch the idea of this podcast, and this is going to be Find Felix, his next girlfriend podcast.
I didn't
Happy
say it this
birthday
time.
Happy birthday to you!
Bitch! Yeah!
So, Felix, tell me, what is your type?
I told you it was going to happen.
You want to know my type? You really want to know my type?
Yes.
I always type. So, go ahead.
Do tell.
I can show you real quick.
No, do you have to tell the people? Tell me what your type is. Describe her.
Mavis from Hotel Transylvania.
Is that the black hair?
Yeah.
So you Yes. Okay.
I watched Teen Titans growing up, and I think Raven did.
Yes! He likes the emo girls.
He likes the emo girls.
Yes!
He was an emo boy.
Oh my God.
Tat always says you never forget that shit. It's
no,
like
you
it
don't.
It stays with you.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
Only emos understand other emos.
I was just, you know, a little punk kid watching Teen Titans because, you know, cool superhero show. And now I'm older and looking back on it, and Raven's in a one-piece leotard with a lot of legs showing.
If you're looking for watch-alongs of all your favorite shows, head over to our Patreon. Free accounts get reactions and interactive content. The premium tier unlocks early access to all our latest stuff and a fun Discord community. You can even keep up with Cat and the Gang as we dive into video games. Be sure to sign up for free on allagesofgeek.com and make your own account. So come on and geek out with us. It won't be the same without you.
What's your ideal date?
Okay.
I think we lost stuff.
You want me to be honest?
Yes.
Little diner down here in Louisville.
Oh,
called the Bullfrog Brewery.
Uh-huh.
It's right on the street.
Uh-huh.
Right across from it's the big theater where they put on plays and everything.
Yeah.
If I'm feeling upset or if I'm feeling like I'm just not myself, I'll go there.
Uh-huh.
And I'll grab a window seat, and I'll just sit there for a couple of hours.
Aww.
I'll listen to the music playing, and I'll just I'll people watch and I'll be like,
oh, no. I just wonder.
Is that where you want to go? That's where you want to take right your girlfriend?
Take the girl?
The future girl?
I don't know.
Aww. Oh.
It has been 4 years since I had any sort of date.
Which is fine.
I mean, after the stories you just told us, you're kind of
scarred
by what fucking happened to you, and nobody blames you.
It's hard
you
to
for
trust
that.
People after that. Honestly, I know it's hard to believe, but from every single story that you've told us, none of it was you. It was all them. And I tell my friends this all the time, and I do not mean this to offend you in any way, but I genuinely think you're just looking for the wrong type of person. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I 100% am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, as long as you can acknowledge it, that's a good thing.
The type of person I'm looking for.
What kind of
person? I do this way too often. And my mom does this too, and that's why a lot of her friendships don't work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking for a broken person
to fix, which is not the best thing.
Because I'm broken, and I don't want to focus on my problems, so focus on yours.
But no, you need someone that's going to lift you up, and someone that's going to give you more self-esteem.
Yeah.
You know, so you can see your self-worth.
And it's not to say that you can't be with someone right now, because you can.
Yeah.
Even if you don't love yourself, like, I'm not the type of person who's like, oh, you have to love yourself before you can love someone else, because that's not true. You can hate yourself so much, but then you could find someone who can help you love yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have definitely, this past year, looked a little bit more into what do I want in a partner.
Right.
And then I found Reddit/gentlefemdom, and I went, hi.
Oh my gosh. Jokes.
The thing is like, even with dealing with, because Tat knows, Tat went through depression, too. She went through, like, a major divorce. What is this, 2017?
2017.
And it's, like, you just, like, you're not yourself at all. Like, Tat can take that away. Like,
yeah, I got so bad that I was having nightmares while awake. Yeah, you ever be standing, doing your job, totally focused on work, and then all of a sudden your brain goes, hey, what if you jumped out a window?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
No. I was
having
nightmares while awake, while I was being chased by people, and the only way I could think of getting away was to jump headfirst out my window.
Oh my god.
I...
What helped you, though? Because you're doing a lot better now.
I got pills.
Yeah. What kind of pills are you on?
So I had the hive reaction to sertraline.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm on fluoxetine.
Uh-huh.
Which is basically a fancy way of saying Prolax.
Okay. And it's helping?
This shit's used to treat PTSD.
Oh my god.
I'm on strong shit.
Oh wait, my mom wants to say hi. Yeah, come here.
I'm not filming.
Podcast.
Yeah, she wants to sing to you. Hold on.
Can he hear me?
Yeah, he can hear you. She's gonna sing!
Hello. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Felix. Happy birthday to you. You are 25. Now remember, now every time you look at a quarter,
I can't.
It's a quarter century. So when you look at a quarter, just remember that's you. Have a good day. Bye.
She sounds like a phone recorder.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Say she's a nice person.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
It's really
so because of that, over the century thing, I gotta tell you something.
What?
I'm turning 25.
Yeah.
My dad's gonna turn 50 this year.
Oh my god.
My grandma turned 75.
Oh wow!
That's funny.
We all live in the same house.
That's so
good. Oh my god, that's awesome.
That's so good. 3/4 of a century.
Uh-huh.
Quite literally.
Interesting conversations to have there.
We're gonna take a big picture.
Aww.
That's so cute.
Are your birthdays all close to each other, too?
No, they're not till November.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Oh, so we got a while.
Yeah, sorry. And then I immediately crushed them.
No! Never! No! Stop that. Stop that, don't. Like, Tat, like with Tat, like, you used to deflect.
Hey, you're not a part of this! You can't eat up here!
What happened? What's happening?
I don't want to shut my door!
What's happening?
My mom's yelling at me.
Why?
Because I said that I disappoint people. It's what I do. And she's like,
I said that.
Shout out to your mom.
That was so cute. See, you used to be like that, Tat.
What?
You used to think you disappointed people and you never took a compliment.
Oh, I'm still like that.
Wait, what's Felix's sign?
Felix, what's your sign?
Libra.
Libra. Okay. So Tat's
a charming sign. That's what he is. He's the charming sign.
I don't know much about signs.
You're the charming sign.
All I know is that I'm trying to find balance and things keep throwing me off. Leo and...
Oh, bad relationship.
We get along.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are you just two different people?
Yeah, no, we are. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I am a fat white boy who likes to play video games and is completely right-brained, and I can create a fantasy world in my head and then mm-hmm. forget that fantasy world within 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My brother's a football player.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. You don't have to say anything else. Here's how
it goes in my family. I look like my dad.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But my personality is after my mom. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My brother looks like my mom.
Mm-hmm.
But his personality is my dad.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So no Leos. Oh my god.
No combative people who think the best way to talk is to punch each other in the face.
Okay, so no fire signs. No fire
signs. Earth sign!
He needs an earth sign. Because fire. I'll, like, I'm a fire sign, so literally fire signs are like, I'm gonna fucking punch you! And I'm like, I wanna
wah! Here's the thing though, Kat. We get along. Until, you know, some little mermaid bitch decides to play earworm with us.
If you can see my mouth right now, it's open.
So earth signs, we're gonna look for a goth Taurus girl. Do you know any Tat?
What?
You know some goth Capricorns, right?
Yeah. Most Capricorns are goth.
True. I mean, he's right in Pennsylvania, so some of your friends will be like in Jersey, man.
I mean,
potentially work.
I mean, Felix, I'll literally help you out. Let me know.
Yeah.
If I get desperate enough, I'll give you a call.
Well, maybe, yeah, again, it's like, you know, work on yourself this year, like you were saying, but, like, you'll find somebody. Just don't think of the past.
Also, like, not to interrupt you.
Yeah.
But you may be working on yourself, like, right now, but if you find an opportunity and you feel like, oh, this person might have feelings for me, do not push them away. Because you never know what can, like...
Trust me. That is the last thing
I Okay. Like. Okay. Because I know some people...
who I think they're flirting with me. I just stop being, you know, the non-persona, not
yeah.
Felix,
yeah.
not that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, the real person that's behind this gray-haired beauty.
This gray-haired beauty.
And I just remember, and I just go to myself, you're a bard, play that Nat 20
charisma. Oh my god.
I'm not being cruel! In
yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Do you want me to? I will. I will. Okay.
Just randomly.
Yeah. What? What? Chocolate?
Chocolate?
I can't.
She goes, don't be crude. I'm sitting here, like, I can barely talk to him. I'm gonna say, hey, baby, nice tits.
Oh.
No.
My God.
The first thing I'm gonna do is try to find, like, accessory, what? Oh, they have a Cyndaquil. Oh, this is gonna be
Cyndaquil. Cyndaquils are nice Pokemon.
Cyndaquils are the best Pokemon.
They are. I have a toy.
It has a toy.
I have a Cyndaquil plush right beside me.
I have one too!
Taz has one too.
I bought him when I was feeling really depressed and at night, and now he's just here.
Cyndaquil. I love him.
Oh, man. But, like, what was, like, the turning point for you for, like, if I can ask, like, with your depression?
Starting to have nightmares during the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was just recent, right? Like, just a few months ago? Yeah.
Yeah, that was August.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad they found the good meds that are helping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had my little blue happy pill, and they were, and those were really good, and I was waking up with energy. They knocked my ass out at night, and I fell asleep on lava quite a few times. Ask him about the time I fell asleep during dice sesh.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, God.
No, I was just sitting in my chair, we're recording, and they're like, hey, everybody mute, I'm gonna have a moment with a character, and we all mute, and we're all sitting there. Then I woke up. I woke up the next day.
Oh my God.
Really?
Were you still on the call?
Yeah, in my gaming chair, on the call with my headset on.
Oh my God. Woke up,
and I went, oh wait, no, I'm here, what's going on?
The next day.
I realized I'm the only one in the call.
Oh my God.
And I realized it was 4 in the morning.
I'm here. Wait, what?
Hey guys.
So I took my headset off, hopped out of the call, and hopped into bed.
Oh.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, I can still get 5 more hours.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's good that you, like, actually went to the doctor's, though, and went to, like, a therapist, because, like,
I had a therapist.
Yeah.
But with COVID and everything,
mm-hmm.
It's hard to see him.
Yeah.
Do they have, like, the telehealth thing?
Yeah, we do over call.
Yeah. Okay.
But the week that it got really bad, it was his son's wedding, and
he that makes sense.
So I'm just sitting there in the middle of the road, screaming into my hands.
Yeah.
Just not having a good day.
No.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're feeling better now.
Yeah.
Went to the doctor's. I got my little blue happy pill. And I made all the Viagra jokes I could make.
I cannot.
And then last week, 2 weeks into taking the little blue happy pill, I just look down my shirt and I go, ah, shit.
I'm allergic.
Well, I didn't know at first.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't even think it was the pills.
Did I get bit by something?
Oh.
If I wasn't on the pill, I would have been freaking out.
Right.
But I was like, you know, stable enough to go, okay, something's weird.
Yeah.
So I called up my mom and I told her what I'm looking at, and she goes, that sounds like hives.
Oh,
no.
And I go, I don't think I've ever had those. She goes, yes, you did. When you were young, we found out you were allergic to penicillin.
Oh, no.
I'm like, I don't remember that. And she goes, it's probably a good thing.
Yeah. Aww.
Oh my God.
So, yeah, had some hives. I had to take a Claritin, called the doctor.
And he was like, can't take these anymore.
I told him what was going on, and he goes, yeah, stop taking those pills now.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, alright, why? All because right. It could kill you. And I'm like, oh, okay.
So that was one of the first signs, right? Just the hives, and then it could lead to death.
Yeah, the hives, and then the allergic reaction could swell up my throat.
Oh no.
You gotta be careful with some pills.
Oh,
you don't
breathe,
you don't live.
Now, honestly, this is why I think they should test things first, like, on people. Like, take this for, like, a few days.
No, this is test. It was a tested pill. It's not like I'm taking something random.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But on you, because everyone takes it differently. Yeah.
The allergic reaction, it's not even like, oh, my body's allergic. It's just a 1 in 80 chance that just the compound of chemicals just hit me the wrong way.
Yeah.
Because I'd taken that pill before, and nothing happened. It's just this time when I got prescribed it happened.
Oh my
so
God.
It's a 1 in 80 roulette chance, and I'm just on the wrong end.
Well, I'm glad that they found a replacement that seems to be doing the same amount.
They found their replacement the same day.
Oh, good.
that I called. I just wasn't allowed to take it for a week.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, you know.
Let oh, you get that. Exactly. Oh, wean you off of it. But no, I mean, I have a question. It's like, Ty asked this question before. I think it was with Dio. If you could go up to your old self and say, like, if you could, like, time travel and stuff and you saw your old self, what would be something that you wanted to fix? Like, what would you tell yourself?
Oh, boy. I'd follow him around for a couple of years, and every time he got the hard eyes, I'd just go, not that one.
Not that one, not that one, not that one.
But if I'm honest,
mm-hmm.
the one thing I tell him is, start taking better care of yourself now.
Yeah.
Start looking into this. Yeah, that little ache that you have in your arm, that's a problem.
Yeah.
That there, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Just every time I had the, oh, it's just dry skin argument, just pick them up, shake them. No, it's borderline diabetic. Go get a doctor.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Because I am. Have found out.
Mm-hmm.
Borderline diabetic.
Oy.
Man, you don't catch a break.
Yeah. You don't have any breaking.
But
oh my God.
I've had the symptoms of it, mm-hmm. apparently. And I can remember looking at this for 10 years.
Wow.
Just care.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. Life's shit. Guess what? In 2016, it's gonna be over. The antidepressants that you were prescribed as a child stopped working for you
mm-hmm.
in 2016 because the girl you thought you were going to marry breaks your heart. And this little shell, this little thing of false emotions that you've built up because this antidepressant just makes you feel neutral about everything, and you don't want people looking at you weird, so all these fake emotions, all these robotic expressions that you perfected, they go away. You forget how to do them in an instant, and you're back, and it's you, and you gotta figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Also, don't get drunk in Disney World when you're 21.
Oh my God.
You spend way too much money, and you come back home from that vacation broke.
Oh my God!
Felix, I gotta say something. You're really good at telling stories.
Yeah.
And then changing it into comedy.
Yeah.
Like, your transition time yeah. is so good.
That timing. Be a comedian.
You really should. Like, that was really good.
Stand up.
I've really wanted to do stand up.
You have it.
There's no open mics in Williamsburg.
Well,
there's, you could do open mic night in our Discord if you want, just to practice.
I will try.
Do it.
Okay. You should do it. That, like, your timing's so good.
I've lived 25 years. It feels like I've lived 30.
Right.
And I don't want to say that like, oh, I'm a crotchety old. I've been kicked in the balls more times than I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
I have a crack in my sternum from where I've made a blonde joke and offended a really pissed off blonde chick. That's real.
Oh my God.
So I made this one friend in middle school, 8th grade.
Mm-hmm.
I think we were only friends for 8th grade, and then mm-hmm. we just separated. We didn't have too much in common. He sat like L. I found that cool. No, like, everywhere he sat down, he sat like L.
Wow.
And so I was just telling him this one blonde joke, and I can't even remember it now.
Oh my
and
God.
This girl turned around.
Oh, no.
And she smiled at me.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, she got the joke.
Yeah.
She understood I was just joking around. It's cool.
No.
And I even opened my arms like, hey! And bam! She punched me right in the sternum.
Oh my God.
All the wind out of me, and I heard something crack.
Oh my God.
To this day, you know how you crack your back?
Yeah.
I can crack my chest.
What the fuck?
So, like, if I'm stretching, right, I'll feel a little tight right in my sternum.
Bro.
So I just take my two hands, put them right on my chest, and I just lean back, pull in slightly, it'll pop.
Oh my God.
Alright, good to go.
Oh my God.
Ow. Well, here's the thing. You're 25 now. So what matters is all that shit that happened to you in middle school and high school up until leading to this point of being 25. It's like, don't ever even think of that anymore. Just think of, it made you who you are, you know? But it's, at the same time, you could heal from that.
And you can't also let it, like stop you from doing things. Like, if you want to be in a relationship, be in a relationship.
A D&D character of mine has given.
Sure.
To be human is to make mistakes. To be evil is to not learn from them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I feel like you've learned.
And the thing is, too, when you make characters, it's like they're obviously a part of you.
Yeah.
So, like, even when you start making other characters, it's like you start to realize, like, wow, my characters are different from when they were a few years ago when I made these types. So it's like...
Oh, yeah, the Felix character. The character I use the most.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
He started out because I was depressed in 2017?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, 1 second. What?!
Oh my god.
Is there any left over? Son of a bitch. So my dad's yelling at me from outside my room now.
Okay.
Because he saw my window was open.
Oh my god.
So I was depressed in 2017. Spent way too much in Disney World.
Yeah.
Came home negative.
Yeah.
Lost my job.
Mm.
Oh well.
Had to move back in with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
Still live in there. That's a different issue. So I was really depressed. I was going through a funk. I holed up in my room for like a month.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started watching D&D shows.
And that's just...
I started laughing.
Aww.
And I'd watch the D&D shows just to feel like someone was talking to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I wanted to make a character.
Mm-hmm.
Who do I make? What do I do?
Yeah.
And I start looking at D&D stuff. And I see, and I'm like, I want to be a bard. Because I feel like supporting Clackens, right?
Yeah.
I like supporting people. I like helping people. I like bringing people up. So I want to be a bard.
Yeah.
What do I want to play? I don't want to play a tiefling. I've seen too many people play tiefling. What's this? It's called a yawn tea? What are they? They're snake people! I like So I named it Felix.
Yeah.
Oh.
Felix the Bard.
Felix the Bard.
And I named it Felix because I had a pet corn snake.
Oh!
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 That's so cute.
And it was a corn snake beyond tea. Just two red beady little eyes.
Oh.
A little beady little head. And Felix was a liar.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was a liar at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the only thing I was good at was lying.
Mm-hmm.
No.
So that's what Felix was good at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He lied about his skill sets. He lied about what he could do. He lied.
Mm-hmm.
And now I look back at the Felix character. And I've given him a reason that he lies.
Why is that?
He has an adopted daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Named Tekka.
Mm-hmm.
Tekka was an orphan he found on the streets, scrounging for food every day.
Yeah.
And he lies, so no one can find and hurt Tekka.
Aww.
Because there's a difference when you lie.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference between lying to cover your ass and lying to help someone else.
Yeah. Oh, big time.
Malicious intent. Be so different from protected.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized I had a bad situation happen before where I tried to become the persona I made.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Because that persona was a better person than me.
Mm-hmm.
So Felix stopped being a better person.
Mm-hmm.
Stop being a worse person than me. Started just being me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when I say, call me Felix, you know? I don't want to give my real name. It's not because it's like, oh, I've done some shit, man.
That voice.
Oh, man.
Man, I got a secret. Man, if they find out who I really am, everybody hate me. Now, you want to know why I want you to call me Felix?
Why?
Because I am.
Yeah.
I'm Felix.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Chase.
Yep.
I'm whoever you want me to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't gonna change for nobody.
And exactly. That's perfect.
I'm gonna be me.
There you go.
I'ma love my snake girls. I'ma love my goth girls.
There you go.
Victimize, save lives, and
preach it. There you go. No, it's just you have to accept yourself 100%. Okay, get a snake girl, and there you go.
I'm me.
There you go.
Yeah.
You don't like me?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Exactly. There you go.
Keep my circle tight. I'ma have my friends close.
There you go.
Hey, Felix.
What's up, Tat?
Are you okay?
Oh, no.
For one?
Yeah?
I actually am. Because it's my birthday.
There you go.
Yay! Happy birthday.
For once, in quite a long while, someone outside my family wished me a happy birthday.
Aww!
And then my brother, from another mother, Lava, woke up, and he wished me a happy birthday.
Aww.
And then my sister from another Mr. Susan woke up and wished me a happy birthday.
Mr. Susan.
They're family now. I'm taking them.
Yep.
Aww.
And my buddy woke up, and he said before work, hey, man, what do you want me to bring up when I come up for the weekend?
Aww.
Aww.
And I told him, get me a cake.
Ah.
I'm not going to be up there till 11 o'clock at night. Where the fuck am I going to find a cake? And then a bunch of other people. People I barely know and people that I've come to really enjoy spending time with.
Yeah.
Wish me a happy birthday.
Yep.
And then I got my ass out of bed and I bought 2 sheet pizzas nearly as big as my bed. And I took them to the boys that I work with every single day and I said, it's my birthday.
Summy.
I went furniture shopping with my mom and we drove all the way to Lewisburg, which isn't a big drive, but it's a half hour.
Yeah.
We pumped Hailstorm because, yeah, we rock Pennsylvania.
Oh my god.
And me and my mom drove down the road, windows down, singing at the top of our lungs, you call me a bitch like it's a bad thing. My life is shit.
Stop that.
It is.
No.
I have all these things that I can look on and go, mm-hmm. I have a shitty life. But you know what?
What?
I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Yeah! There you go!
Character development.
Because if this didn't happen, if my life wasn't shit, I wouldn't have 2 sisters. That's how I'm gonna phrase this when I go back to work.
I'm done.
Who wanted to talk to me today. That is how I'm gonna phrase that when I go back to work.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I wouldn't have found some extended family in Connecticut if what happened didn't happen to me.
Yeah.
Yep.
Things happen for a reason.
Yep.
I'm blessed.
Aww. Yes, you are. And it's
I'm
good that
you... blessed by a curse.
Blessed by a curse.
And I'm gonna curse.
It's okay.
And I'm gonna bless.
There you go.
Aww.
And I'm gonna do it all with a smile on my face. And you can call me Felix.
Oh.
So that's who I am.
Okay, Felix. Do you have any last words for the people? Tell them what they want to hear.
What they want to hear?
Yeah, what do they want to hear?
Your future snake girlfriend.
If you want to hear what you want to hear, then I'm sorry, but I gotta do my job. You can find more all ages of geeky goodness at and their podcasts wherever you find your wonderful podcasts, Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, all the good shit. You want some more of Cat and Tat, please go check out All Ages Geek on YouTube, Twitter, and I think it's coming back to Twitch. But if you want your chance to talk to the ladies that I love, please sign up for our Patreon. Lowest dollar amount, $5 a month. If you can afford that, you can afford anything. You want something special? Boy, howdy do we got special things for our Patreons. We got live reactions that go up months in advance. We got access to our special All Ages of Geek Discord. And of course, we have access to Patreon days and community days, which you can get access to for that low, low price of, what was it again, Kat?
$10!
Guess she's not helping me out.
$10. $10.
$10.
Price is a very administrable DLC for your favorite video game. Boy, howdy do I love to talk, and you can find more of me on the Dice Sesh podcast, where I play an adorable little scamp named Tackett. Save him for later. But I do have one final thank you I want to give out, and I want to thank you to my Dice Sesh family. That includes Love of the Tail Spinner, Monster Review Girl, a.k.a. Susan. Kai, a.k.a. Geek Goddess 2.0. Tracy, a.k.a. Curious Cat 13. Iron Crow. And our lovely editor, Ray.
I'm dead. Yes. Did you write that down?
Can you send a recording of that to Tat?
Wait, is just...
No, or use this, but
we
like...
Cut it.
Yeah, we can just cut it. Yeah. We can use this.
That was so good.
How you wish? Yeah. No, I don't have that written down. That was all off the top of my head.
That was so that was good.
See, get an open to stand up. Go in stone.
That was great.
Please, please. We're encouraging you.
I do that on every Dice Sesh show.
Oh, that's why.
Oh my god, yes.
That was so good.
It's just like, the break, here's the break, or here's the end of the episode, or here's the beginning of the episode, and somebody goes, man, Felix, we should do the plugs. Oh, I'm glad. Time for me to earn my keep around here, even though I pay my way in.
Okay, guys, so that's the podcast at Dear Sneaks, and we had our guest, Kat.
Yeah!
And Felix, the birthday boy. One last happy birthday to you, Felix. Happy birthday. Until next time, my friends. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Matt, your community manager. I wanted to let you know about stuff you're missing out on Discord by not being a patron. If you're a $5 and up patron, every week, about an hour on Wednesday, we hang out with you. We sometimes will watch a short video or two. And if community day is not enough for you, if you sign up at the $10 tier, you get access to patron day. That is every Thursday. We hang out for about an hour playing games, and then we just watch shows for the next 3 hours. We've been watching Konosuba, Mob Psycho, Doctor Who, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. It would be a lot of more fun if more of you were showing up. So I really hope you consider signing up to the Patreon and joining the Discord.